Matter What podcast with me, Sally Donovan. And this week I interview Hugh Thornbury. Hugh is the Chief Executive of Adoption UK. And we first met when we started working on the Adoption Support Fund. So those of you who don't know, the Adoption Support Fund is some money that was put in place by the Department for Education to provide therapeutic support for adoptive children and their families. So we've worked on that fund for a couple of years now, and it was launched nationally in May. And since May, 2,600 families have successfully applied to the fund. So I wanted to explore with you the tensions that exist potentially when engaging with national government. And I also wanted to ask him about which of Adoption UK's achievements he is most proud of. Now, I must just say that this podcast was recorded in a very busy and noisy shopping centre close to Westminster, so there is some background noise. And I started by asking Hugh about his approach to effecting change.
Well, I think I'm a pragmatist, and I have a strong vision and passion for what I want to achieve for vulnerable children. But I learned a long time ago, I suppose, that you need to find a way of achieving what you want to achieve, and sometimes that leads you to be working with people that you might not think were natural sort of bedfellows. And I think what the coalition government achieved and what the current government is achieving, whatever you think of their politics in other areas, is good for adoption.
Okay.
I think they get it. Took them a while to get it. Focus and the rhetoric was very much an issue around find the right loving family, do that quickly, happy ever after.
Yeah.
My organisation, just before I arrived, was highly criticised for public sort of information around, you know, our online forums and things talking about the problems with adoption.
Okay, so not showing it in a nice, glossy, shiny light then.
Yeah, so it was going to put people off, and what we needed to do was bring more people forward to adopt. But that changed, and I think we managed to, through a report that we produced in 2012, called It Takes a Village to Raise a Child, that landed the point about the fact that too many families were really struggling.
Okay.
I think Julie Selwyn's research reinforced that.
Yeah.
And I think there's been a complete mindset shift. And I think, whilst we still haven't sorted everything for everybody, government gets it.
Yeah.
The government is genuinely trying to do something about it. Civil servants completely get it. And that's why I have committed a huge amount of my time in Adoption UK to working with them.
Okay, so what are you most proud of having achieved, do you think, in terms of your engagement with the government and Department for Education?
I think there's a general point about that mindset shift.
Yeah.
So something like the pupil premium, which I know is not being used that well by many schools, but the fact that every child gets pupil premium.
Yeah.
If they're adopted, has demonstrated that there's an understanding that here's a group of children who probably will need extra support.
Okay.
It's a big generalisation, but it's significant change. And I think the Adoption Support Fund, which I've been very involved with, is a similar thing. It's a really clear statement that many children, many families will need support. That support hasn't been available in a timely way, or the right sort of quality, and government has stepped in and done something that's tried to do something about
yeah.
that. And we, you know, I think you can trace back and the government talk about our influence in relation to that report we did in 2012. So I'm proud that that's changed the mindset.
Yeah.
There's a lot that still needs to happen in terms of, you know, then delivery.
Yeah, of course. And I know we've talked a lot about this being a process of kind of chipping away at things. I just have to say there's some people dressed as, what are they, like
Christmas peacocks,
or they're white, aren't they? They're geese, Christmas geese walking past, so it's a little bit off-putting. We've talked a lot about chipping away at things against the kind of expectation that whatever's rolled out has got to be perfect, and if it's not perfect it's kind of perceived as being not worthwhile. But I have to say, the thing I've learnt through this process is that change comes very, very slowly in government. Kind of comes in fits and starts sometimes, doesn't it? You can get kind of small steps, you know, leaps forward. But actually the theme of it is chipping away, engaging, trying to get your voice heard. And, you know, while still maybe having reservations about what government is doing in a broader sense. So do you have any trouble kind of squaring that with your own?
Well, I think that's really difficult because I talk to a lot of adopted families in different ways, face-to-face, on social media and things. And there's this sense for many of them, because they're in the here and now.
Yeah.
It's either too late for my child. So my child's now 19, so the changes aren't affecting me. It's too late. So there's a sense of a sort of lost generation, and we have to move really, really fast. And that's, you know, that's absolutely right. If I put myself in the position of those families, of course.
Yeah.
If I was in that position, I would be incredibly frustrated. I would think, you know, it's not good enough for me. I don't care about those that follow me in a way. This is my life. This is my child. Mm-hmm. He or she hasn't done the right thing. But then, I suppose, in leading an organisation, what I'm doing is thinking long-term a lot of the time for my organisation and also what we're trying to achieve. So what I would hope my legacy would be, and Adoption UK's legacy, is that we made a significant and sort of irreversible change in the way that things are done, that is enduring, that it's protected from sort of political change or whatever else that goes on.
And do you think what we've done, what's been achieved, is protected from political change? How confident do you feel about that?
I think that mindset shift, I think the sort of thing, the things like, I've, you know, the pupil premium, the priority access, priority sort of school admission thing, the fact that the Department of Health now have moved completely from a position where it's all been about individual clinical diagnosis to accepting that there are vulnerable groups and adoption of one of those vulnerable groups.
Yeah.
I think those things are long-term changes that it's very difficult to reverse on.
Yeah.
I think the things that are at risk is the sort of, you know, when money is so tight, the risky thing is whether there's enough money to meet needs. I think there's been a paradigm shift. Yeah. I don't think that will be reversed. So one has to balance the immediacy of need that exists for so many families at the moment with what we hope we can achieve now that makes a difference for everybody in this situation long term.
Yeah.
And I think government generally, legislation, policy, is like that in a way.
Mm-hmm.
There's always that tension, so you have to do what you can now. The Adoption Support Fund, I think, is in a way that immediate response. It came in quite quickly.
Yeah.
It's meeting lots of families' needs. It's a bit of a sticking plaster on a system that's not working properly. So that's the sort of short-term fix, if you like, that I think is helping many families, thousands now. Long-term, it's about how that moves to a system that, you know, through CAMS and other things, responds properly long-term.
The conversation that Hugh and I had ran on, so I'm going to post the rest of it in a second episode of this podcast. We went on to talk about affecting change in education and Trojan horses and whether the voice of adoption has become too loud, whether that's risked drowning out the voices of those involved in other forms of permanence. So I hope to get the second part of the podcast up in the next week, I think. So I hope you enjoyed that. Have a good week. I hope to enjoy your company soon. Goodbye.